Blog Talk Radio.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Shalom, 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 shalom.
So we always need more chizik, more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is a tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the sitra achra, the satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second prophets, so that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, tefillah, this is tefillah. This is prayer. Stand at the height of what? But it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnias, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely, I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem. Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. We should all strengthen ourselves with the feel of the Zedishim.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one? And who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally, for you are good. God, your everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness, and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness, and mercy upon us, and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord, our God, pour out light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life, and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
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 Torah.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
Upper room. Upper room.
They went up into an upper room.
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 Laken, koh titpalalo, avino sheba shemayim yitek adasha shemeka, tavo malkuteka yase ritzonika, komo vashemayim ken vaaret, et lachem chulkenu. תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו את חובותינו, כאשר סלחנו גם אנחנו לחיינו, ועל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן. לכן, כה תתפללו, אבינו שבשמיים, יתק עדש השמקה. Here, it's called the Lord's Prayer here in the Hebrew. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Pray y'all. לכן, כה תתפללו. לכן, כה תתפללו. אבינו שבשמיים, יתק עדש שמקה. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed, holy, set apart, be thy name. Avinu Shebashemayim, Yituk Adash Shemeka. Tavo Malkuteka, Yaseh Ritzonecha, Komo Avashemayim Ken Ba'aretz. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Tavo malchuteka. Tavo malchuteka. Tavo malchuteka. Tavo malchuteka. Thy kingdom come. Tavo malchuteka. Ye ase ritzoneka. Thy will be done. Ye ase. To be done. Ritzoneka. Thy will. Ye ase. Ye ase. Ritzoneka. Komo. As Vashemayi, as in the heavens. Ya'ase Ritzoneka Komo Vashemayi Kain. So, like this, Ba'aretz, in the earth. Et lechem chulkenu, tena lanu hayom. Give us this day our daily bread. Et lechem bread, the bread. Chulkeinu, chulkeinu, chulkeinu. Daily, chulkeinu. We share our share of the bread. That is to say, our daily bread. Etel lechem, chulkeinu. Ten, give, ten lanu, ten lanu. Give lanu, give us hayom, hayom. The day, to say like daily. Daily, like today, to say today in the sense of daily bread. Et lechem chulkeinu ten lanu hayom. Usalach lanu et chovoteinu. Ka'asher salachnu gam anachnu le chayaveinu. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. U'aslach lanu et chovoteinu. Forgive our debts. Forgive us. U'aslach lanu. Forgive us. U'aslach lanu et chovoteinu. Our debts. Ka'asha as we salachnu. Forgive gam also nachnu us le chayaveinu. Those who are our debtors, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Va'ala tevienu lidei nisayon ki ima chalseinu min hara ki alecha ha'mamlecha v'ha'gvura v'ha'tiferet le'olmei olamim. Amen. Hear. And lead us not into temptation, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear. Ve'ala tivienu. Don't lead us. Ve'al tivienu. Ve'ala tivienu. Don't lead us. Lidei anisayon. Don't lead us, to say like into the hand of temptation. Don't lead us into nisayon, into testing, temptation. Ve'ala tivienu lidei nisayon. Ki for if chalseinu, deliver us. For if you deliver us, mean from hara, mean hara. Mean hara from the evil. Ki for lecha. Ki lecha. For to thee. For to the I. Speaking to he. Who be who ye be. Ha mamlecha. Mamlecha. Ha mamlecha. The kingdom. For to the I is the kingdom. Ve ha gevura. And the gevura. Gebura. Ve ha gebura. And the power. V'ha'tiferet and ha'tiferet and the tiferet, tiferet, tiferet and the tafari and the glory. V'ha'tiferet le'olmei for the of the worlds, to say of time indefinite, of the worlds is one way of bringing that up in the Hebrew sense. Le'olmei olamim. For forever and ever, often brought out in that sense, but to the time indefinite. Le'olmei olamim. Amen. Amen. True and faithful witness, I and I admit. Laken, ko tita palalu, avinu sheba shemayim, yitak adashimeka, tabo malkuteka, yasea ritzoneka, Komo bashamayim ken ba'aretz. Eta lachem chulkeinu. Tena lanu hayom. Usalach lanu. Eta chovoteinu. Ka'asha salachnu. Gam anachnu le chayarenu. Wa'ala tivienu lidei anisayon. Ki ye'ima chaltseinu min hara. Ki lecha. Hamam lecha. Ve'hagvura. Ve'hatiferet. Le'olmei olamim. Amen.
And when they were come in, They went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
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 Teach about you. The only way to reach is to practice of what I teach about you. Only way to reach. And if you're swimming or on beach, don't get out of reach. And if you're done a failure down the hallway, don't get out of trace. You better practice.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of beyond, what they beyond, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign, the opener, the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
From the upper room is beyond, what they beyond, distinguishing the light seekers from the peon. Rise, lay it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign, the opener, the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion. Thank you.
what they be on. Distinguishing the light, seeking from the peon. Rise, fire, darkness, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old. And I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Kept the Maui Hadith Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat strong.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Hamishi, here for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Toldot, Sabbath generation, Senvet to Ledim. Here picking up the first book of Moses, the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereishis, here Genesis chapter 26, here at verse 30, for the Hamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, for this Shabbat Toldot. Vayasalahem mishteh, vayayokluah, vayayishtuah. And he made them a feast. Vayasalahem mishteh, and they did eat. Vayokluah, and drink. Vayishtuah, and they rose up betimes in the morning, and swore one to another. And Yitzhak sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And they departed from him b'shalom. And it came to pass the same day that Yitzhak, Isaac's servants, came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said to him, "We have found water." And he called it Sheba. And he called it Sheba'a, Sheba'a, Sheba'a. He called it Sheba'a. Therefore, the name of the city is Be'er Sheba, Be'er Sheba, Be'er Sheba, to this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife to Isha, Judith, the daughter of Beri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, whom were a grief of mind to Yitzhak, to Isaac, and to Rebekah, And hear, Shema Yisrael, here picking up first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereishit, here Genesis chapter 27, the stolen blessing, what is called the stolen blessing. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said to him, "My son, Bani." And he said to him, Behold, here I. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said to him, Bini, my son, Vayomer Elayo, Hineni. And he said to him, "Behold, here am I." And he said, "Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, I, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take I some venison, and make I savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul, nafshi, may bless thee, I, before I die." And Rebecca heard when Yitzhak, when Isaac spake to Esau, Baino, Bunayo, spake to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebecca spake to Yaakov, her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak to Esau, thy brother, saying, Bring I venison, and make I savory meat that I may eat, and bless the eye, lift me Yahuwah before Jehovah, before my death. Now therefore, Bani, my son, my child, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. I go now to the flock and fetch I from there two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth, and thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee I before his death. And Yaakov and Jacob said to Rebekah, Imo, his mother, Behold, Esau, Achi, Ish, Sa'ir. Behold, Esau, my brother, Ish, Sa'ir. Behold, my brother, a hairy man, and I, Anoki, and I, a smooth man, Ish Halak, my father, peradventure, perhaps, will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver. Perhaps my father, peradventure, Ulai. Ye Musheni Abi We Hayaiti De Ayanayoa Kima Ta Etea. My father, peradventure, will feel me, and I shall seem to him a mocker, a deceiver. We Haya Betia Alaya Kelala. And I shall bring a curse upon me. And not a blessing, and no blessing. And Imo, his mother, said to him, Upon I be thy curse, Beni, my son. Only obey my voice, and go fetch me. And he went and fetched and brought them to Imo, his mother. And Imo, his mother, made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in Habait, in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Yaakov, into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came to his father and said, Abi, Avi. And he said, Here I, who art thou, my son Bani? And Yaakov and Jacob said to his father, Esau, thy firstborn, I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me, that thy soul may bless I. And Yitzhak, Isaac, said to Benayo Beno, his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, Beni, my son? And he said, Ki hikrai Yahuwah Eloheka lefanai. And he said, Because Yahweh Jehovah Eloheka, the I Elohim, brought it to me. Because Yahweh Jehovah, Yahweh Eloheka, sent me good speed. Ki hitrai Yahweh Eloheka lefanai. And Yitzhak Isaac said to Yaakov, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, Beni, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau, or not. And Yaakov and Jacob went near to Yitzhak, his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Yaakov, is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he said, Vayomer, Hakol, Kol Yaakov. Where Hayayadayim Yidei I saw, and he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him, and he said, art thou the I, my very son Esau? And he said, Vayomer ani, I. And he said, bring it near to me, near to I, and I will eat of my son's venison, that nafshi, my soul, my psyche, may bless thee, I. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. The bracha of Yaakov, the blessing of Jacob, verse 26. And his father Yitzhak Isaac said to him, come near now and kiss me, and kiss I Beni, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which Yahweh, which Jehovah hath blessed. And hear. Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Sheshi Aliyah here for this Shabbat Toledot here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 27, here at verse 28, for the Sheshi, for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth of offering, the sixth reading here for this Shabbat Toledot, Sabbath generation, Senbet to Ledim, here picking up with Genesis chapter 27 at verse 28, the Sheshi Aliyah. With Yitain Aleka Ha Elohim Mital Hashemayim Ua Misha Mane Haaretza With Roba Dagana With Tirosh. Therefore, Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, give thee eye of the dew of heaven. Yitain aleka, Ha Elohim, amital hashemayim, and the fatness of the earth, of the earthly plain. Ua mishamane haaretz. And plenty of corn and wine. With rova dagana, with tirosh. Let make people serve the eye, and nations bow down to the eye. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let and make thy mother's sons bow down to thee, the eye. Curse be everyone that curseth thee, eye, and blessed be he that blesseth thee, eye. And it came to pass, as soon as Yitzhak Isaac had made an end of blessing Yaakov, blessing Jacob, and Yaakov and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence, from the face of Yitzhak Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat and brought it to his father and said to his father, let make my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul, thy psyche may bless me. And Yitzhak and Isaac, his father, said to him, who? Thou, I. And he said, I, thy son, thy firstborn Esau, thy firstborn Esau. And Yitzhak, Isaac, trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought me? And I have eaten of all before thou that I camest, and have blessed him? Yea, and he shall be blessed. Esau's unavailing remorse. See and compare the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 16 and 17 here, picking up with Genesis chapter 27, verse 34. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said to his father, bless me, bless I, even me, even I also, Abi, O my father. And he said, Achikah, thy brother, came with subtlety and have taken away thy blessing, thy bracha. And he said, is not he rightly named Yaakov, Jacob? For he hath supplanted thy these two times. He took away my birthright. And behold, now he hath taken away my bracha, my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a bracha, a blessing for me? And Yitzhak, Isaac answered and said to Esau, behold, I have made him thy lord. I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now to thee, I, Beni? Beni, my son. And Esau said to his father, hast thou but one bracha, one blessing? Abi, my father, bless me, and me also, oh, Abi, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Yitzhak, Isaac, his father, answered and said to him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of Shemaim of the heavens from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve Achikah, thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou, thy, shall break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Yaakov, Jacob, because of the bracha, the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father Abi are at hand. Then will I slay Achi, my brother Yaakov, Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Yaakov, her younger son, and said to him, behold, Achikah, thy brother Esau, as touching the eye, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill the eye. Now therefore, Beni, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee thou to Laban, Achi, Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until Achikah, thy brother's fury, turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, aye, and he forget which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch the eye from thence from there. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Yitzhak, to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Chet, of Heth. If Yaakov take a wife, a Isha, a Eshet, a Oset, of the daughters of Chet, of Heth, such as these, which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? Hear, hear, hear. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 28, Yaakov, Jacob, at Beit El, at Bethel, the Abrahamic covenant confirmed to him, and Yitzhak and Isaac called Yaakov, Jacob, and blessed him and charged him and said to him, thou shalt not take a Isha, a Eshet, a Oset, of the daughters of Canaan, the Canaanu. Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Betuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a Isha, a Eshet, an Oset, from thence, from there, of the daughters of Laban, Laban, thy mother's Ach, thy mother's brother. And El Shaddai, and El Shaddai, bless the eye, and make the eye fruitful, and multiply the eye, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give the eye the bracha, the blessing of Abraham, to the eye and to thy seed, Zarekah, the eye race with the eye, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which Elohim, which Elohim, the true good, the true God, gave to Abraham, 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 sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong. B'shem Ha'av v'Habein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up, right up here for this, for this Porsche, for this Porsche, for this.
Yes, yes, yes.
Many interesting details lie within the context of chapters 32 through 34. However, the next chapter of the epic battle between Esau and Yaakov picks up in chapter 35. It is here we find that Rivka, the mother of Esau and Yaakov, is deeply concerned for the brothers once again, that they might destroy one another after the soon coming death of their father. It is for this reason that Rivka pleads with each of the brothers that they would swear peace towards one another. Jubilees, chapter 35. And in the first year of the first week of the 45th Jubilee, Rivka called Yaakov her son and commanded him regarding his brother, that he should honor him all the days of his life. And Yaakov said, I will do everything as you have commanded me, for this thing will be honor and greatness to me, and righteousness before Yahuwah, that I should honor them. And Yaakov said, Tell me, mother, what perversity have you seen in me, and I shall turn away from it, and mercy will be upon me. And she said unto him,
My son, I have not seen in you all my days any perverse, but only upright deeds. And yet I will tell you the truth, my son. I shall die this year, and I shall not survive this year in my life. For I have seen in a dream the day of my death, that I should not live beyond 105 years. And behold, I have completed all the days of my life which I am to live.
And Rivka went in to Yitzchak, her husband, and said unto him,
One petition I make unto you, make Esau swear that he will not injure Yaakov, nor pursue him with enmity, for you know Esau's thoughts, that they are perverse from his youth, and there is no goodness in him, for he desires after your death to kill him. And you know all that he has done since the day Yaakov, his brother, went to Haran until this day, how he has forsaken us with his whole heart and has done evil to us. Your flocks he has taken to himself and carried off all your possessions from before your face. And when we implored him for what was our own, he did as a man who was taking pity on us. And he is bitter against you, because you did bless Yaakov, your perfect and upright son. For there is no evil, but only goodness in him. And since he came from Haran unto this day, he has not robbed us of anything. For he brings us everything in its season, always, and rejoices with all his heart when we take of his hands, and he blesses us. And has not parted from us since he came from Haran until this day, and he remains with us continually at home, honoring us.
And Yitzchak said unto her, I too know and see the deeds of Yaakov who is with us, how that with all his heart he honors us. But I loved Esau formerly more than Yaakov, because he was firstborn. But now I love Yaakov more than Esau. For he has done manifold evil deeds, and there is no righteousness in him. For all his ways are unrighteousness and violence, and there is no righteousness around him. It's important to recall how in Jubilees chapter 32, Yaakov was shown the future of his generations on the seven tablets, and already knew what would become of his sons. It is likely for this reason that we see the following statement from Yitzchak, in verses 14 through 16 of Jubilees chapter 35. And now my heart is troubled because of all of his deeds, and neither he nor his seed is to be saved, for they are those who will be destroyed from the earth, and who will be rooted out from under heaven, for he has forsaken the Elohim of Abraham, and gone after his women, and after their uncleanness, and after their error, he and his children. And you do bid me make him swear that he will not slay Yaakov his brother. But even if he swear, he will not abide by his oath, and he will not do good, but evil only. But if he desires to slay Yaakov, into Yaakov's hands will he be given, and he will not escape from his hands, for he will descend into his hands. And fear you not on account of Yaakov. For the guardian of Yaakov is great and powerful and honored, and praised more than the guardian of Esau. And Rivka sent and called Esau, and he came to her, and she said unto him,
I have a petition, my son, to make unto you, and do you promise to do it, my son?
And he said, I will do everything you say unto me, and I will not refuse your petition. And she said unto him,
I ask you that the day I die, you will take me in and bury me near Sarah, your father's mother, and that you and Yaakov will love each other, and that neither will desire evil against the other, but mutual love only. And so ye will prosper, my sons, and be honored in the midst of the land, and no enemy will rejoice over you, and ye will be a blessing and a mercy in the eyes of all those that love you.
And he said, I will do all that you have told me. and I shall bury you on the day you die near Sarah, my father's mother, as you have desired that her bones may be near your bones. And Yaakov, my brother also, I shall love above all flesh, for I have not a brother in all the earth but him only. And this is no great merit for me, if I love him, for he is my brother, and we were sown together in your body, and together came we forth from your womb. And if I do not love my brother, whom shall I love? And I myself beg you to exhort Yaakov concerning me and concerning my sons, for I know that he will assuredly be king over me and my sons. For on the day my father blessed him, he made him the higher and me the lower. And I swear unto you that I shall love him, and not desire evil against him all the days of my life, but good only. And he swore unto her regarding all this matter. And she called Yaakov before the eyes of Esau, and gave him commandment according to the words which she had spoken to Esau. And he said, I shall do your pleasure. Believe me that no evil will proceed from me or my sons against Esau. And they ate and drank, she and her sons that night, and she died, 3 jubilees and 1 week and 1 year old, on that night. And her 2 sons, Esau and Yaakov, buried her in the double cave near Sarah, their father's mother. To make matters even more dire, Esau and Yaakov would again make an oath to do no harm to one another even after their mother died, this time to their father Yitzchak, just before his death. The following account is taken from Jubilees chapter 36. And in the 6th year of this week, Yitzchak called his 2 sons, Esau and Yaakov, and they came to him, and he said unto them, My sons, I am going the way of my fathers, to the eternal house where my fathers are. And this I command you, my sons, that ye practice righteousness and uprightness on the earth, so that Yahweh may bring upon you all that Yahweh said that he would do to Abraham and to his seed. And love one another, my sons, your brothers, as a man who loves his own soul. And let each seek in what he may benefit his brother, and act together on the earth. And let them love each other as their own souls. And now I shall make you swear a great oath, for there is no oath which is greater than it, by the name glorious and honored and great and splendid and wonderful and mighty, which created the heavens and the earth, and all things together ye will fear him and worship him, and that each will love his brother with affection and righteousness, and that neither will desire evil against his brother from henceforth forever, all the days of your life, so that ye may prosper in all your deeds and not be destroyed. And if either of you devises evil against his brother, know that from henceforth everyone that devises evil against his brother shall fall into his hand, and shall be rooted out of the land of the living, and his seed shall be destroyed from under heaven. But on the day of turbulence and indignation and anger, with flaming devouring fire as he burnt Sodom, so likewise will he burn his land and his city and all that is his, and he will be blotted out of the sepher of the discipline of the children of men, and not be recorded in the sepher of life, but in that which is appointed to destruction. And he shall depart into eternal execration, so that their condemnation may be always renewed in hate and in wrath and in torment and plagues and diseases forever. I say and testify to you, my sons, according to the judgment which shall come upon the man who wishes to injure his brother. And Yitzchak divided all his possessions between the 2 on that day, and gave the larger portion to him that was first born, and the tower, and all that was about it, and all that Abraham possessed at the well of the oath. And he said, This larger portion I will give to the firstborn. And Esau said, I have sold to Yaakov, and given my birthright to him. To him let it be given. And I have not a single word to say regarding it, for it is his. And Yitzchak said, May a blessing rest upon you, my sons, and upon your seed this day, for ye have given me rest, and my heart is not pained concerning the birthright, lest you should work wickedness on account of it. May El Elyon bless the man that works righteousness, him and his seed forever. And Yitzchak slept on his bed that day rejoicing, and he slept the eternal sleep, and died 180 years old. He completed 25 weeks and 5 years, and his two sons Esau and Yaakov buried him. And Esau went to the land of Edom, to the mountains of Seir, and dwelt there. And Yaakov dwelt in the mountains of Hebron, in the tower of the land of the sojournings of his father Abraham. And he worshipped Yahuwah with all his heart, and according to the visible commands. And so now, we can see very clearly that both Esau and Yaakov made an oath of peace toward one another in the sight of both their mother and their father before their deaths. To make matters even more dire, the oath that was made with Yitzchak, their father, had a curse attached to it. To the one that would cause strife with his brother would be utterly rooted out and destroyed in the earth. After the death of Yitzchak, all seemed well with the brothers as they went their separate ways. However, it wouldn't take long for trouble to begin to brew within the rebellious sons of Esau. We find the following account in Jubilees chapter 37. And on the day that Yitzchak, the father of Yaakov and Esau, died, the sons of Esau heard that Yitzchak had given the portion of the elder to his younger son, Yaakov, and they were very angry. And they strove with their father, saying, "Why has your father given Yaakov the portion of the elder and passed you over, although you are the elder and Yaakov the younger?" And he said to them, "Because I sold my birthright to Yaakov for a small mess of lentils, and on the day my father sent me to hunt and catch and bring him something that he should eat and bless me, he came with guile and brought my father food and drink, and my father blessed him and put me under his hand. And now our father has caused us to swear, me and him, that we shall not mutually devise evil either against his brother, and that we shall continue in love and in peace each with his brother, and not make our ways corrupt." And they said unto him, "We shall not hearken unto you to make peace with him, for our strength is greater than his strength, and we are more powerful than he. We shall go against him and slay him, and destroy him and his sons. And if you will not go with us, we shall do hurt to you also. And now hearken unto us. Let us send unto Aram and Pelesheth and Moab and Ammon, and let us choose for ourselves chosen men who are ardent for battle. And let us go against him and do battle with him, and let us exterminate him from the earth before he grows strong." And their father said unto them, "Do not go, and do not make war with him, lest ye fall before him." And they said unto him, "This too is exactly your mode of action from your youth until this day, and you are putting your neck under his yoke. We shall not hearken to these words." And they sent to Aram and to Adoram, to the friend of their father, and they hired along with them 1,000 fighting men, chosen of war. And there came to them from Moab and from the children of Ammon, those who were hired, 1,000 chosen men, and from Pelesheth, 1,000 chosen men of war, and from Edom and from Korim, 1,000 chosen fighting men, and from Kittim, mighty men of war. And they said unto their father, "Go forth with them and lead them, else we shall slay you." And he was filled with wrath and indignation on seeing that his sons were forcing him to go before them to lead them against Yaakov, his brother. But afterward, he remembered all the evil which lay hidden in his heart against Yaakov. And he remembered not the oath which he had sworn to his father and to his mother, that he would devise no evil all his days against Yaakov, his brother. And notwithstanding all this, Yaakov knew not that they were coming against him to battle, and he was mourning for his deceased wife, Leah, his woman, until they approached very near to the tower with 4,000 warriors and chosen men of war. And the men of Hebron sent to Yaakov, saying, "Behold, your brother has come against you, to fight you, with 4,000 girt with the sword, and they carry shields and weapons, for they loved Yaakov more than Esau." So they told him, for Yaakov was a more liberal and merciful man than Esau. But Yaakov would not believe until they came very, very near to the tower. And he stood on the battlements and spoke to his brother Esau and said, Noble is the comfort wherewith you have come to comfort me for my woman who has died. Is this the oath that you did swear to your father and again to your mother before they died? You have broken the oath, and on the moment you did swear to your father, you were condemned. And then Esau answered and said unto him, Neither the children of men nor the beasts of the earth have any oath of righteousness, which in swearing they have sworn an oath valid forever. But every day they devise evil against one another, and how each may slay his adversary and foe. And you do hate me and my children forever, and there is no observing the tie of brotherhood with you. Hear these words which I declare unto you. If the boar can change its skin and make its bristles as soft as wool, or if it can cause horns to sprout forth on its head like the horns of a stag or a sheep, then will I observe the tie of brotherhood with you, for you have not been a brother to me. And if the wolves make peace with the lambs, so as not to devour or do them violence, and if their hearts are toward them for good, then there shall be peace in my heart towards you. And if the lion becomes the friend of the ox and makes peace with him, and if he is bound under one yoke with him and plows with him, then I will make peace with you. And when the raven becomes white as the raza, then know that I have loved you and shall make peace with you. You shall be rooted out, and your sons shall be rooted out, and there shall be no peace for you. And when Yaakov saw that Esau was so evilly disposed towards him in his heart, and with all his soul as to slay him, and that he had come springing forth like a wild boar which comes upon the spear that pierces and kills it, and recoils not from it, then he spoke to his own and to his servants, that they should attack him and all his companions. And now, it is important to remember the blessing and the curse that was stated by their father Yitzchak before he died, that if either of the brothers devises evil against the other, that brother would be destroyed and rooted out of the earth and condemned, both he and his offspring. Additionally, it is also important to understand that the sons of Yaakov were mightily empowered by Yah to do great and incredible works throughout their lives, as found in the testaments of the 12 patriarchs. Knowing this, it should come as no surprise then that the sons of Yaakov were very mighty men, men of great strength and courage. However, because of their own honor for their elder uncle, Esau, they knew that it would only be appropriate for their own father to make the first move against his army. Jubilees chapter 38 recalls the remarkable details. And after that Yehuda spoke to Yaakov, his father, and said unto him, Bend your bow, father, and send forth your arrows and cast down the adversary and slay the enemy, and may you have the power, for we shall not slay your brother, for he is such as you. And he is like you. Let us give him this honor. Then Yaakov bent his bow and sent forth the arrow and struck Esau, his brother, on his right breast and slew him. And again he sent forth another arrow and struck Adoram the Aramee on the left breast and drove him backwards and slew him. And they went forth, the sons of Yaakov, they and their servants, dividing themselves into companies on the four sides of the tower. And Yehuda went forth in front, and Naphtali and Gad with him, and 50 servants with him on the south side of the tower. And they slew all they found before them, and not one individual of them escaped. And Levi and Dan and Asher went forth on the east side of the tower, and 50 men with them, and they utterly slew the fighting men of Moab and Ammon. And Reuben and Yishakar and Zebulun went forth on the north side of the tower, and 50 men with them, and they slew the fighting men of the Pelishtim. And Shimon and Binyamin and Hanok, Reuben's son, went forth on the west side of the tower, and 50 men with them, and they slew of Edom and of the Horim 400 men, stout warriors, and 600 men fled. And 4 of the sons of Esau fled with them, and left their father lying slain, as he had fallen on the hill which is in Adoram. And the sons of Yaakov pursued them to the mountains of Seir. And Yaakov buried his brother on the hill which is in Aduram, and he returned to his house. But the sons of Yaakov pressed hard upon the sons of Esau in the mountains of Seir, and bowed their necks so that they became servants of the sons of Yaakov. And they sent to their fathers to inquire whether they should make peace with them or slay them. And Yaakov sent word to his sons that they should make peace. And they made peace with them, and placed the yoke of servitude upon them, so that they paid tribute to Yaakov and to his sons always. And they continued to pay tribute to Yaakov until the day he went down into Mitzrayim, called Egypt. And the sons of Edom have not got free of the yoke of servitude which the 12 sons of Yaakov had imposed on them until this day. And so, the prophecy of Yah in Genesis and Jubilees came to pass, as Yahuwah had promised Rivkah even before the brothers were born, saying, Two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from your generation, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And the promises of Yitzchak to Esau, Behold, far from the dew of the earth shall be your dwelling, and far from the dew of heaven from above. And by your sword will you live, and you will serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you become great, and do shake his yoke from off your neck, you shall sin a complete sin unto death, and your seed shall be rooted out from under heaven. And most importantly, the promises of Yahuwah to Yaakov. I am Yahuwah, who created the heavens and the earth, and I will increase you and multiply you exceedingly. And kings shall come forth from you, and they shall judge everywhere wherever the foot of the sons of men has trod. And I will give to your seed all the earth which is under heaven, and they shall judge all the nations according to their desires. And after that, they shall get possession of the whole earth and inherit it forever. Upon an even closer examination of the prophecies concerning this epic battle, some might even say that it is still coming to pass today, even as the children of Esau and Yaakov still war against each other until the very end of the age, the elder against the younger. But I'll leave that study to you, the sons and daughters of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I pray this story is a blessing to you and your family. If you'd like to see more from Christian Truthers, make sure you subscribe and click the bell icon so you'll be notified the next time that we post. Until then, make sure you check out the stories, studies, and documentaries from our most popular playlist. If you especially enjoyed the story of Esau and Yaakov, you definitely don't want to miss Before He Was Abraham and The Testaments of the 12 Patriarchs. Until next time, I'm Justin with Christian Truthers. Blessings and shalom.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. They went up into an upper room. 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 Solution.
monster in desperation.
He's a monster from men.
And poverty is causing danger of political tension.
He's a monster from men.
Depression is down and the land.
He's a monster from men.
And inflation is holding down strong, strong, strong.
Kingdom rise and kingdom fall.
Make we chant down Babylon. Me say me fling them out of sea and the shark don't see. To them give the hog and the hog not grab. Put them on a line, say them don't love fight. As me show them little love, them a up and a pop. Show them little love, them a up and a pop. Make we chant down Babylon. Tell them make we chant down Babylon. Come and say broke to poor man, me can't go home. Two or two stone in a room. Tell you why me mash down Rome. Tell you why me can't go home. Come and put chant down Babylon. Babylon a wicked man and a Finnegan as out here. Come and make put chant down Babylon. My friend William Gordon, the other one Paul Doger, the prophesy Marcus Garvey. River run dry, a coconut trees are quailing, banana trees are drying up. So the prophet put feelers out there. Yeah, come and make we chant down Babylon. Come and say no backstabbing. Come and say no backbiting. Yeah, chant down Babylon. Come and make we chant down Babylon.
flee from the city. For the city has been set up on a fire. In the time of trouble, they gotta call up after John. God worry unto them that steal my sheep from outside pastor and scatter them in the city. Worry unto them out there. As the water comes to the sea, so as the righteousness comes to the land. Oh, make we chant on Babylon. Sing it, make we chant on Babylon. No wicked can come to the iron eye flesh. Just shall make them stumble and fail. Righteous man of the stand. Show them that the righteous man of the stand. We make we chant on Babylon. Because we show them be the hog and the yak naga. Show them be the sea and the shark.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm 9 according to the royal order.
Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory.
Chalice now. You have a light. Ganja. Ganja is the healing of the nation. Ganja, give I and I a Iri meditation. Iri, Ganja just a flow through we brain. Give it the herb, cause we no need no cocaine.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil old man, but him can't choke sit on I man. Shake him my last in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart, is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory.
מזמור סמכתלת למנצח, מזמור לדוד. שמע אלוהים קולי ושיחי, מפחד אויב תיצור חיי. תסתירני מסוד מרעים, מרגשת פועלי אבן, אשר שננו חרב לשונם, דרכו חיצם דבר מר, לראות במסתרים תם, פתאום יורוהו ולא ייראו, יחזקו למו דבר רע, יספרו לטמון מוקשים, אמרו מי יראה למו, יחפשו עולות, תאמנו חפש, מחופש בקרב איש ולב עמוק, ויורם אלוהים חץ פתאום, היו מתגותם. ויחשילוהו עלמו לשונם, יתנודדו כל רועבם, ויראו כל אדם, ויגידו פועל אלוהים, ומעשהו ישכילו. ישמח צדיק באדוני, וחסבו, ויתהללו כל ישרי לב.
Mizmor Samek Dalet, Psalm 64. For the leader, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Mizmor Samek Dalet. Samek Dalet, Lamnatzeach Mizmor Ledawi. Shema Elohim Koli V'tzichi. Mi Pachada Oyev. Titzor Chayai. Hear Midrash on today's Psalm, Mizmor Samek Dalet, Samek Dalet, Psalm 64, Psalm LXIV, Lamnatzeach, Mizmor LeDawid, for the leader, for the chief musician, Lamnatzeach, Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, intonation, Isis, Mizmor LeDawid, of David, of the well-beloved, Shema Elohim Koli, B'sichi, hear my voice, O Elohim. Shema, 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 hear Elohim, O Elohim. Only my voice. B'sichi, B'sichi, B'sichi. In my prayer, in my complaint, in my meditation, in my agitation. B'sichi, B'sichi. Mi pachad, mi pachad, from the dread, from the fear. Mi pachad, oyeb, mi pachad, oyeb, from the fear, the dread of the enemy, of the oyeb. Titzor chayai, titzor, preserve, protect, guard, natar. Titzor, titzor chayai, preserve my life. And here, Hebraically, this is the Aleph and the Beit verses, the first to second verses Hebraically of Psalm 64. For the leader, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O Elohim, in my prayer, in my meditation, in my complaint. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Lamnatzeach mizmor ledawi, Shema Elohim, Koli b'sichi, mipachad oyeb. Tizor chayai. These words are to be read in the light and illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely The Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets. Ki lo ya'iseh Adonai Yahweh davar ki'im galah sodo illa evadayo hanavim. Surely, surely, Adonai Yahweh Adonai, he who be who he be, will do nothing. Ki lo ya'iseh Adonai Yahweh davar ki'im galah sodo il evadayo hanavim. But he revealeth his secret. But he revealeth his secret. Ki'im gala sodo. Ki'im, ki'im gala sodo. He revealeth his secret. Gala sodo. Il evadayo. Il evadayo. Hanabiyim. He revealeth his secret. Sodo, his secret, to his servants. Evadayo. Ha Nabi, the prophets. Rav Ta Khalifa maintained Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, blessed be he, made known to Dawi, to David, what would be done to Daniel, to Daniel. And here, here, Midrash note, the entire Mizmor, the entire Psalm, the entire Isis, the entire chant is interpreted as a prayer by Dawi in behalf of Daniel, of Daniel. Indeed, had the heathen, had the goyim, the Gentiles, the nationalities, international community, had the Gentiles, had the heathen, had ha-goyim, any power at all to do anything to ha-kadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, the Isle One, blessed be he, they would have done it. This, the sons of Korach, of Korah, Korah, implied when they said, they have cast fire into thy sanctuary, in Psalm 74, verse 7. Shilchu avaisha miya kedashika, they have set fire, shilchu baesh, thy sanctuary into thy sanctuary, shilchu baesh, mikdasheka, they have set mikdasheka, thy mikdash, thy sanctuary, thy holy place, on fire, ba'esh, ba'esh, shilchu ba'esh, mikdasheka. That is, had Hagoyim, had the heathen, the Gentiles, the nationalities, the nations been able to ascend so as to break into Hashemayim, into the heavens, they would have broken in for the words. But now they break down the carved work thereof with axes and hammers, even from Psalm 74, hear, 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 from Mizmor, Mizmor, Ein Dalet, Ein Dalet, Psalm 74, Psalm LXXIV, where it reads, but now they break down the carved work thereof with axes and hammers. Psalm 74, hear, 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 verse 6. Ve'ata pituchecha yachad, ve'chashil, ve'chelafota yahelomun. They, and now, all the carved work thereof together, they strike down with hatchet and hammers. Ve'ata pituchecha yachad, ve'chashil, ve'chelafota yahelomun. This means that since Hagoyim, since the heathen, the Gentiles, the nationalities were unable to break into Shemayim, heaven, they broke down the sanctuary on earth. They broke down the sanctuary on the earthly plane. Here, here, here. Midrash, Midrash note, here to Mizmor Samek Dalet. Psalm 74 is attributed to Asaph. The inclusion of Asaph among the three sons of Korach, this follows the opinion of Rav Yochanan. And here, 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 this is also a reference to Psalm 74, verses 2-3. Zikora edateka anita k'edem, galta sheveta nachlateka, harzion ze shekhanta ba'u, harima p'fi ameka le ma shuota netzach. Kol hera'a oyeva bakodesh. Remember, zikor, thy congregation, thy aggregation, zikor edateka, that thou hast gotten of old. Kanita k'edem, that thou hast purchased, thou hast gotten from the k'edem. Zikor edateka, kanita k'edem, that thou hast redeemed to be the tribe of thine inheritance. Galta Sheveta Nachlateka, and Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt, and Mount Zion, this Mount Zion, Har Zion Ze, Shakanta Bau, wherein thou hast dwelt, Shakanta Bau, Harima Fe'ameka Le Ma Shuota Netzach, lift up thy steps, fi'ameka, harima fi'ameka, lift up thy steps, because of the perpetual ruins, li mashuot netzach, even all the evil that the enemy hath done in the sanctuary, kol hera'a oyev bakodesh. Zikor edateka, kanita k'edem, galta sheveta nachlateka, har zion ze shakanta bau, harima fe'ameka le mashuot netzach, kol hera'a oyev bakodesh. And the words, the kings of the earth stand up, and the rulers take counsel together against Jehovah, against he who be, who he be, and against Meshicho, against his anointed, his Messiah, against his Christ, even Christ in his kingly character. Yitayatzavu malche eretz v'nozori v'roznim nostu yachad ali Yehovah v'al Meshicho. The kings of the earth stand up. Yitayatzavu Malke Eretz, and the rulers with Roznim, and the rulers Nostu Yachad take counsel together with Roznim Nostu Yachad against he who be who he be, against Jehovah Ali Yahuwah, and against his anointed with Al Meshicho. Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2, verse 2. This means that because Hagoyim, the nations and nationalities, because the heathen could not prevail against Ha'el, Ha'elohim in Shemaim, in heaven, they took counsel against Daniel, as is said. All the presidents of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, took counsel together that the king should establish a statute and make a strong interdict, that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, except of thee, I, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Hear, hear, Daniel chapter 6, verses 8-9a. Ita ya'atu kola sarkeya malukuta siganaiya va'e hashadar penaiya hadavaraya ua fachvata le kayama kiyama malka ula takafa e sardia kola dia yiva'eya va'ua min kola la ve enasha ada yomima Tilatina lahena minak Malka Yita Remeya Legova Ara Yavata. All the presidents of the kingdoms, the prefects and the satraps, the ministers and the governors have consulted together that the king should establish a statute and make a stronger edict that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save except of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Ka'ana malaka tikima esara vitira shuma ketava dia la le hashanaya kadata madaya uafarasa dia la te edei. Now, O king, establish the interdict, sign the writing, that it be not changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, that altereth not. The presidents and the satraps said to Darius, art thou not a king to do just such? All kings establish statutes and make laws, as it is said, even in Daniel chapter 6, verse 9b, according to the law of the Medes and Persians. Kadata madai ua faras, according to the law of the Medes and Persians. Kadata madai u faras. But in thy lifetime thou hast not established any statute. The king, hearing them say, now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Ka'an malka tikima esara we tirshuma katava. Now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Ka'ana malka tikima esara we tirshuma katava. He gave in to them when he heard them say, now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Gave in to them. And King Darius signed the writing and the interdict. Even here, Daniel chapter 6, verse 9a and verse 10. Kola kvela dina malka dara yaves dari yavesa. Rishama katava ve esara. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the interdict. Kola kevela dina malika dariyawesa rishama katava ve esara. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed. Here, Daniel chapter 6, verse 11. The Daniel kadia yida'a dia reshima katava Allah le vaite the kavina. Pe tihana le be elite negeda Yerushalayim ve zinina tilata ve yoma hu bareka ala bira kohia ua me aleya ua modeya kodama elahe kola kvela dia hiva aveda mina Adamata Dina. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. Now his windows were open in his upper chamber toward Jerusalem. And he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime, saying, hear my voice, O God, Elohim. In my prayer, preserve my life from the terror of the enemy. Shema Elohim koli v'sichi mi pachad oyeva titzor chayai. Hear my voice, O Elohim. Hear Shema, Elohim. Hear Elohim. Only my voice. B'sichi, b'sichi. In my prayer, in my meditation, in my complaint. Mi pachad oyev tizor chayai. Preserve my life from the terror, from the dread of the enemy. Mi pachad oyev tizor chayai. When they sought out Daniel, they found him as he stood praying, as it is said. Then these men came tumultuously and found Daniel, praying and making supplication before his God. Hear, 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 Daniel chapter 6, verse 12. Edayin guvaraya ileka haregishu. The ha-shekahu le Daniela ba'eha ua mita chanena kodama elaheya. Then these men came tumultuously, and found Daniel and found Daniel making petition and supplication before his God. Edayin guvaraya ileka haregishu we ha shekahu le Daniel ba'eh ua mita chanena odam elahei. Whereupon Daniel uttered the following words, lifnei Elohim, before Elohim, the true good, the true God. These men come tumultuously upon me. Hide me from the counsel of evildoers, from the tumult of the workers of iniquity. Even here, today, Psalm Mizmor Samech Dalet, Psalm 64, verse 3. Tasatere niya misoda mir'im, meya rikshata po ele aven. Hide me, tastereini, tastir ani, tastir ani, tastereini, hide me, hide I, tastereini, mi soda mir'im, from the soda counsel of the evildoers, tastereini, mi soda mir'im, me rikshata po elea, then, from the tumult, May rikshat of the workers po'elei of iniquity po'elei aven. As soon as the presidents and satraps found the means, they approached the king, as is said. They came near him and spoke before the king concerning the king's interdict. Hast thou not signed an interdict that every man that shall make petition to any god or man within 30 days, save to thee, except to the eye, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, that altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, who is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the interdict that thou hast signed, but make his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. Daniel chapter 6, verses 13 to 15. Bedayina kerivu ve amrina kodama malaka ala esara malaka hila esara re eshamta dia kola enasha dia yivaya mina kola elaha re enasha al ada yomina tilatina lahena minaka malaka yitar meya le bov. Ara yavata aneya malka ve amara yatsiva milta Kedata madaya ufaresa di la teideia. Then they came near and spoke before the king concerning the king's edict. Hast thou not signed an interdict that every man that shall make petition to any god or man within 30 days, save to the eye, except to the eye, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, that altereth not. Be daina noa vi amrina kodama malka di Daniel di mina bneya geluta di Yehuda la sama elaik malka te. Aima vi alai saradia re shamta vi zimanina telata be yoma ba eya ba ute. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, the Daniel, who is of the children of the captivity of Judah, that Daniel, dia Daniel, dia mina b'neya galuta, dia Yehud, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the interdict that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, Edayina malaka kudia, Mielita Shema'a, was sore displeased and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. Edayina Malaka Kadia Melita Shema'a Sagia Be Eish Elohia Vi Ala Daniela Sambala le sheza vute vi ada me aleya shimsha heva misha tadar le hats alute. As the presidents and the satraps reproached the king, he said, look you are not to be believed. And so they kept quiet the whole day. At the going down of the sun, Daniel began to pray, saying, because of these wicked men, these ratchet men, should not a man pray? Hence, here it is said, the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. Where Ada me aleya shimsha wa miyeshitadara lehats alute. And he labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. And here Midrash note, the sense seems to be more logical if one assumes that the speaker was the king rather than Daniel. Quote, at the going down of the sun, Daniel began to pray. He, the king, Malaka, had said, because of these wicked, these ratchet men, he, Daniel, will not pray. Hence, it is said, the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. The king challenged Daniel's accusers to prove that Daniel was violating the edict. And hoped that knowing of the accusation, Daniel would be careful not to pray. But when at sundown Daniel prayed, nevertheless, the king could no longer protect him. So here the point being that it's the king who is saying because of these wicked men, he will not pray, and therefore the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue Daniel. But when the sun went down, Daniel prayed nevertheless. Thus, the king could no longer protect him. Surely, if Daniel, did what he did for the sake of a prayer that a man may omit without fear of being cut down by heaven or being put to death by a court, how much more ought we, I and I, to heed other obligations for whose neglect we are liable? We are liable to be cut down by Shemayim, by heaven, or put to death by a court. And although the king sought to save Daniel, he could not do so. For the presidents and the satraps said to him, quote, "Thou, the eye, hast told us, thou hast told us, you are not to be believed. Behold, thou hast seen for thyself." Then, as scripture says, the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, and cast him into the den of lions. Hear, Daniel chapter 6, verse 17. Bedaina malaka mara haitina le Daniel urmoa le guba dia aryavata ane malaka we amara le Daniel elahak dia anteha palach le bia te rim te dima bi te dira hu ye sheza vinak. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spoke and said to Daniel, "Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Elahak dia anit palach leh bia te dira hua ye shezavinak." And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. Daniel chapter 6, verse 18. Vehetayita vena chida ve sumata alapuma guba. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. But whence? Where stones in Babylon? From where are stones in Babylon? But whence stones in Babylon? This stone flew from the land of Israel, the Eretz Israel, and came to rest at the mouth of a den. Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Jose, interpreted the word Eben, stone, as meaning that an angel, in the likeness of a lion, came and sat at the mouth of the den. Minyani? And the proof? The verse, "My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, and they have not hurt me, and they have not hurt me." Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. "My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, and they have not hurt me." Elahi shalach maleke Ua segar pum aryavata vitla chevaluni kola kveladia ko damohia zaku hia shite kahatali vitafa ko damaik malka chevula la avdet. "My God have sent his angel and have shut the lion's mouth." Elahi shalach malikeya ua segara puma aryawata. "And they have not hurt, and they have not hurt me." Vit la chibeluni. "For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Kola kvela dia koda mohia zakua hia shite kachat li wi afa koda maik malka chibula la abdate. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were diversions brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. Daniel chapter 6, verse 19. Edayina izala malka lehekaleha uavata evata ve dahivana la hana ela kodamohia ve shinateha nadata elohi. Then the king went to his palace and fasted and passed the night fasting. Neither were diversions brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. For he said, what did this affliction, that I should be the cause of this man's dying, see in me that made it come? Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came near to the den, to Daniel, he cried with a pained voice, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Hear Daniel chapter 6, verse 20 and 21. Ve'dayin malka bia shefara fara yikuma be nagidha ua ve hite behala le guba di aryawata izala. Then the king rose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. Ua ka mika reve le guba le daniela bikala etsiva zeika aneya malka ve amar le daniel. Daniel, veda, eyalaha, haya, eyalaha, kadia, an tehe, palacha, le, bia te, dira, hayakila, le, she, zavuta, kamina, aryawata. And when he came near to the den to Daniel, he cried with a pained voice. The king spoke and said to Daniel, Vedailaha Chaya. O Daniel, servant of the living God, Daniel, Vedailaha Chaya. Is thy God, Eilahaka. Is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee, from the lions? Daniel Ebedai Laha Chaya Elahaka Dia Anitihe Palacha Le Bita Dira Haikila Le Shezavutaka Mina Ariawata. And though Daniel heard, he did not answer because he was reading the Shema. Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God have sent his angel, and have shut the lions' mouths. Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. Elahi eshelacha malekeh ua sigari. Pum Aryawata, my God, Elahi, have sent his angel, Shalach Malake, and shut the lion's mouths. Ua Sagar Pum Aryawata, Ua Sagar Pum Aryawata, and shut the lion's mouth. Vitla. Chabeluni, with la chabeluni, and they have not hurt me, with la chabeluni. How did this happen? When Daniel went down to the lions, they became like tame beasts in his presence. As is said, the lion, which is mighty and turneth not away for any, became a tame beast. Even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal, in Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30. The lion, that is mighty, and turneth not away for any, became a tame beast. Laisha gibora babehema, lo yashuva mipne kol. The lion, Laish, mighty gibor, babbehema, among the behema, among beasts. Laish gibor babbehema, with lo yashuv mipne kol, and turneth not away for any. With lo yashuv, and doesn't turn away mipne kol, from the face of all, from the face of any. Laisha gibor babbehema, with lo yashuva mipne kol. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, let a lion come and deliver a lion from the mouth of a lion. For HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified, Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said, may a lion come and deliver a lion from the mouth of a lion. And here, Midrash note here on Mizmor Samech Dalet, Psalm 64. The first lion was the angel, who appeared in the likeness of a lion. The second was Daniel, who, being of the tribe of Judah, was considered a lion's whelp. See, refer to Bereshith, Genesis. Genesis chapter 49, verse 9. Gora Arye Yehuda Miet Arefa Bni Alita Ka'ra'a Rabat'a K'Arye'a Uaka Alaviya Mia Yikimen. Judah, Yehuda is a lion's whelp. Gor Aye Yehuda, from the prey, my son, thou art gone up. Meet Arefa Bini Alita. He stooped down. Kara. He couched as a lion, Rabata Ka'ari, and as a lioness, Ukalavi, who shall rouse him up? Mi Yikimenu, who shall rouse him up? Gor Aye Yehuda, Mit Ref Bini Alita, Ka Ra'a, Rabata, K'Arye, Uakalavi, Mia Yikemenu.
He was a terrible roar. It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah.
Keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia. Two of his lions roam free in the imperial grounds. One is reputed to travel in its own jeep.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments.
מזמור סמך דלת למנצח, מזמור לדוד. שמע אלוהים קולי ושיחי, מפחד אויב תיצור חיי. מזמור סמך דלת למנצח, מזמור לדוד. מזמור סמך דלת למנצח, מזמור לדוד. מזמור סמך דלת למנצח, מזמור לדוד. שמע אלוהים קולי ושיחי, מפחד אויב תיצור חיי. תסתירני מסוד מרעים, מרגשת פועלי אבן, אשר שננוך החרב לשונם, דרכו חיצם דבר מר, לראות במסתרים תם, פתאום יורוהו ולא ייראו, יחזקו למו דבר רע, יספרו לתמון מוקשים, אמרו מי יראה למו, יחפשו עולות, תאמנו חפץ מחופס וקרב איש ולב עמוק, ויורם אלוהים חץ פתאום, היו מתקותם. ויחשילוהו עליהם ולשונם, יתנודדו כל רועבם, ויראו כל אדם, ויבידו פועל אלוהים, ומעשהו ישכילו. ישמח צדיק באדוני וחסבו, ויתהללו כל ישרי לב.
Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy.
Elahi shelacha malechei ua segar pum ariata la chebuluni la chebuluni. Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth. Hear Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. Hear from verse 22. Edayin Daniel ima malka malila malka le alamina chayi. Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever, live forever. Edayin Daniel ima malka malila Malka le alamina chayi, my God, Elahi hath sent his angel, Shelach Malkeh, and shut the lion's mouths. U sagar pum aryavata, and they have not hurt. They have not hurt me. With la chabluni. How did this happen? When Daniel went down to the lions, they became like tame beasts in his presence, in his face, in his perception. As is said even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mishlei, the Mashal, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30. The lion that is mighty and turneth not away for any became a tame beast. The lion that is mighty and turneth not away for any became a tame beast. Laish gibor babbehema v'lo yashuv mipnei kol. The lion, Laish, which is mightiest among beasts, gibor babbehema, the lion, mighty among beasts, Laish gibor babbehema v'lo yashuv, and not turning and turneth not, v'lo yashuv mipnei kol, from the face of all mipnei kol, and turneth not away for any. Laish gibor babehema with lo yashu mipnei kol. For hakadosh baruch hu, for the holy one, the sanctified one, the set apart one, the Ayla one, hakadosh, blessed be he, baruch hu, said, let a lion come and deliver, and I liver, and deliver a lion from the mouth of a lion. And here, Midrash note, the first lion was the angel, Malak, who appeared in the likeness of a lion. The second was Daniel, who, being of the tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Judah, was considered a lion's whelp, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 49, verse 9. Gur aye Yehuda, miyat refa bini alita, kara'a ravatsa, ke arye, ua ke lavi, miya yikimenu. Judah is a lion's whelp. Gur aye Yehuda, Judah, a lion's whelp, Yehuda. Gur aye Yehuda, from the prey, mitaref, from the prey, my son. Bini, thou art gone up. Alita, the I aliyah up, the I go up. Mitaref bini, alita. He stooped down. Kara. He stooped down. He couched as a lion. Rabat ka'aryi. As a lioness. Ukalavi. And k as lavi, and as a lioness, lavi. Mi yik imenu? Mi who yik imenu? Who will rouse him up? Gor aye Yehuda. Mi teref bini alita. Kara'a ravata k'arye. Uak lavi. Mi yik imenu? Then was the king exceeding glad, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. And the king commanded, and they brought those men that had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. Here, Daniel, chapter 6, verses 24 and 25. Bedayina malka sagia tev Elohia ua le Daniela emara le hana saka mina guba ve husaka Daniela mina guba ve kola chvala la hiya shetekach ve diya hemina beya lahei. Then was the king exceeding glad and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den. And no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he had trusted in his God. Diyahemina belahe. Vaimara malka ve hayatio wa guvraya Ieleka dia e kalua karazohia dia Daniela u le gov ara yavata rimmo wainuna be nehona uane shehona vitloa mitoa le araita guba adadia shelitua vithona ariavata vitkola gara mehona hadiku. And the king commanded, and they brought those men that had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And they had not come to the bottom of the den when the lions had the mastery of them and broke all their bones in pieces. For the accusers had said to the king, because the lions were already satiated, they did not devour Daniel. They didn't devour, they didn't eat up Daniel. The king said to them, if the lions are satiated, go y'all down and lodge with them this night. Then we shall see whether they are satiated, whether they are satisfied. And here, Midrash note, perhaps derived from the words that we have even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Samech Dalet, Psalm 64, verse 9, Hebraically that reads, so they make their own tongue a stumbling to themselves. So they make their own tongue a stumbling to themselves. Vayachshiluhu alemo lishonam. So they make their own tongues a stumbling to themselves. Vayachshiluhu alemo lishonam. And a stumbling to it, them upon themselves, their tongues. Wayaka shiluhu alemo lishonam. Lishonam, their tongues. So when the accusers were cast into the den, they were at once devoured, as is said. But God shall shoot at him, at them, with an arrow. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be smitten. Vayorem Elohim chetz. Pitom chayua makotam. But Elohim doth shoot at them with an arrow suddenly. Vayorem Elohim chetz. Thence they are their wounds. Pitom hayu makotam. Thence they are their wounds. But Elohim shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be smitten. Vayorem Elohim chetz. Pitom hayu makotam. The moral here, them, not we, will be ruined by their mischievous talk. All them chatter, jaw flatters, smatters, and shatters. As scripture says, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, even in Daniel chapter 6, verse 25. Ulgova ariavata, rimmo ainunna, be nehonna, uane shehonna. And they cast them into the lion's den. Ua le gova ariavata, rimmo. Them inun, their children bin nehon, and their wives ua neshehon. Ua le goba aryawata rimo inun bin nehon ua neshehon. How many were cast into the den of lions? Mark what scripture says, even in Daniel chapter 6 verses 2-3. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, and over them 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was one. Shifara Kodama Darius Va Hikema Alla Malakuta La E Ha Shidara Penaya Mea Vi Esarina Dia Leheona Bikola Malakuta. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps who should be throughout the whole kingdom. Shifara Kodama Dariawis Wa He came Allah Malkuta, La e ha shedara penaya mea we esarina dia le heona bekol malakuta, and over them three presidents, of whom Daniel was one, that these satraps might give account to them, and that the king should have no damage. Ve eila mia nehona sarkina telata di Daniel Hada mia nehona di leheona eha shedara penaya ielena ya hezina lehona talma ua malaka la heheveya nazik. Thus, therefore, there were 122 men and 122 wives and 122 children. For scripture says, them, their children, and their wives. Inun benehon ua neshehon, them, inun, their children, benehon, and their wives, ua neshehon, making 366 in all, making 366 in all. And for every single one of these, there were four lions who tore each one into four pieces, one piece for every beast, the beast tearing them apart even before they got down to the bottom of the den, as is said, they had not come to the bottom of the den. V'la mito le araita gubad, and they had not come to the bottom of the den. With la mito le araita guba, as is said, there were 1,464 lions. There were 1,464 lions. Hence, here it is said, even in today's Psalm Mizmor Samech, Dalet, Psalm 64. He that is righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall take refuge in him. And all the upright in heart shall glory. Yismach tzaddik b'Yahuwah v'chasavo v'yitahalu kol yishrei lev. The righteous shall be glad in Jehovah, and he who be who he be. Yismach tzaddik b'Yahuwah, and shall take refuge in him. V'chasavo, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Ve'yitahalu kol yishrei lev, and shall hallelujah, shall praise. Ve'yitahalu, to glory, to praise. Ve'yitahalu kol all yishrei upright, yishrei lev, all the upright in heart. Yismach tzadik v'yahuwah ve'chasavu ve'yitahalu kol yishrei lev. Them shall glory, I and I shall glory, yitahallelu, in the victory of right over wrong, good over evil. Yismach tzadik v'yahuwah v'chasavu v'yitahallelu kol yishrei lev, righteous be glad in he who be who he be in Jehovah, and shall take refuge in him. And all the upright in heart, heart to call, shall glory in the victory of good over evil, 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 good over
evil. To the words of a prophet, the wages of sin is death. Now the gift of Jah is eternal life. The truth is a fact, and we all know that. So there's no need to build no strife while there is life against your brother or sister. Or your enemy, there is the book of knowledge, yeah,
not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Yeah, well, yeah. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than bellow. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them. Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns after this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change time and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and time for the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitation much troubled me, and my countenance changed it. But I kept the matter in my heart.
who wanted to kill who or murder who, who's jealous and envious and this rage, this emotion, a certain type of a, I won't say a negative emotion, but a certain type of emotion that according to the Hebraic sense can be translated as a tumult. When we say mixed up moods and attitudes and rage, emotions, just thought to bring that out right there, because when we noted this here again, you know, we said chant.
We have the secret plotting on one hand, and then we have the open assault on the next hand. What is the secret plotting? It's a sword. Now, the word sword is very, very interesting. We have also touched on that particular word sound and even the sign sigil, right? Even in connection with the hand sign of His Majesty. The sword, right? The sword. If you look at the Hebrew, getting into the Hebrew, one would be able to see that more clearly, right? But the secret, right? The secret counsel, as is brought out right here, let us go to this area of the psalm right here and get some clarity, getting into the Hebrew here, just even with baby steps, so to speak, right here. The secret counsel, the sword, a council, right? Council, assembly, right? A familiar conversation, right? A divine, a circle of familiar friends, an assembly, company. Right, the council itself is what I hear, the secret council or familiar converse, like an intimacy. Right, it can be an intimacy of one to one. It can also be an intimacy, the sword. Right, the sword, the intimacy also with Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sword, the word is brought out as a session, a secret session. They're having secret councils, secret sessions against I and I. A session that is a company of persons who are in close deliberation. By implication, it brings up the idea of a sense of intimacy, consultation, a secret assembly, council, inward sense. So we have council, and we have the idea of secret. And the word sword comes from the Hebrew, yasad. Yasad, to be founded, fix, established, to lay the foundation, to fix, to seat themselves close together, to sit in conclave, to be founded, established, appointed, ordained. The idea of foundation here, to sit down together, to gather themselves, to counsel, to appoint, to take counsel. So this word is not always a bad or a negative word, but in the context here, what are they counseling in secret? Hide I from the council of whose council is it? Well, it's the sword from the council Mi'ra'im, from the bad, bad-minded, from the secret council of the bad-minded, the covetous, the envious, from the secret council of the evildoers. Me'rim shata po'le'awin, from the insurrection, right? Well, from the insurrection, that's a rim shat. From the letters May Rikshat Po'ele Awein Asher Shanu Kachereba Lishonam.
Yes. That was a local practice session right there, just shared with the eye. But what was interesting is that word Rigshot. If you look at the Hebrew, the latter Hebrew, as we say, everything takes
place.
Taking time with today's daily psalm Samech Dalet. And at that particular verse right there, which we said in the KJV, I think it's verse 2, corresponded to the third verse in the Hebrew. It's interesting because the Gimel in the Asherite, the later Hebrew, not the Paleo, the earlier Hebrew, but in the later Hebrew, the Asherite or the square Hebrew, the Gimel in some printing looks like or similar to the Nun. So the G sound, the sigil in the later Hebrew is similar to the Nun in some printing. So we had read it, that was a practice session, but there were some things that we touched on there that in other, you know, sessions we didn't go into as much depth, including the sod and the samek, the letter samek, and the hand sign, the salutation of peace, some would call it, or the hand sign of practicus, depends on, you know, from what point of view. But we see the Hebrew letter sod, and sod, a secret, a counsel, like you said, not always in a negative sense. But in this context here, it's a secret council against the well-beloved, against, we could say, the anointed David the king, even as a council against the King of Kings and I. But here, what's of interest is the error that when we had read it May, what is it right here? May Rigshat. We read it as May Rinshat.
But then going over it again, we, you know, there's something that didn't really vibrate with that. So looking at it a little more carefully, we saw a chant, the gmail, we read the gmail, the G sound, as a noon or as an N sound. But what we find particularly interesting about today's daily psalm here in the season, here at this ninth Torah portion reading and feeding, which is, we can say, Joseph, Yosef, Yawasaf, Ayusef, Joseph comes into prominence in that counsel, even against their own brother, against Joseph, and the envy and the jealousy. Even in today's daily psalm, we have Saul, Shaul, who is also an anointed. He was anointed. In other words, he was, in that context, the Hebrew context, a Moshiach, in the sense that he was officiated according to the Hebraic order and according to, say, Torah, and he was anointed to that office. And David also anointed, Moshiach, or in the later day sense, Christ. So we hear about one saying, well, Christians have fought against Christians, but in the true context, we see that there's nothing new under the sun. So just bringing that out a little bit more. But we was watching a film called, I think it was HBO something, a limited series about the Intifada in Arabic, the uprising that occurred over there in what's known as the State of Israel between the land of Canaan, between the so-called Yehudi and the so-called Palestinians over there in that particular region. And in this particular film, there was this Ashkenazim psychologist, and she was explaining to, I guess, one of her patients, you know, the whole psychological aspect from her point of view in Hebrew. And she had mentioned in connection with the emotions something known as the regesh, and I rewound it a few times, and she wrote it within the cursive, the script, you know, form of Hebrew, like the cursive writing Hebrew. And so I noted it. So when going over today's daily psalm and seeing this little error near the end of the practice session, I went into the word a little bit more. I said, Chan, that's the same word that she was saying was emotion. So when we look in today's daily psalm, right, Psalm 64, here, just zooming in right here, it's going to ride up with the Royal Amharic and continue in this sabbatical time, this Iowa right here. But the KJV here in verse 2, it says, hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. This is how KJV translates and have brought out the translation, Psalm 64, verse 2. So in zooming into the second part of the verse, from the insurrection, or in the Hebrew, we have it pointed as mei rigshat, or some might say po'elei, the workers of Awain, or some Yehudi will point it as Avain, from the workers of perversity, Awain, in the Hebrew, the Awain is like nothingness, Awain is trouble and vanity, is wickedness, is ratchetness, is an idol also in a kind of specific sense, or bringing that out right there. But hide, I and I, from the counsel of the evildoers, here in the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew translation from the Hebrew, from the tumult. So this particular word, rigshat, is linked to the modern point of view of emotions as regesh. That's a chant. Tumult, in one translation, the tumult of the workers of iniquity. Here, KJV says the insurrection. Now, we may get a lot of different ideas, you know, from, you know, this sound, insurrection, a rising up, a tumult. But in getting to the Hebrew roots of this, when we start to look into, well, what is the root sense? Regesh is defined as a tumultuous crowd. That's the H7285 from the H7283, pointed as Ragesh, to be tumultuous. KJV then translates this elsewhere as rage. Then we began to consider the etymology of the so-called word emotions, because not everything is an emotion. Even we mentioned from a scriptural, biblical point of view, like love and certain aspects and things like that are not really emotions. It's like a state of being. It's like a certain vibration. It's like a field in that sense. But we have emotions. The E means outgoing, and of course the word motion is a movement. Rage, movement. And then in connecting today's daily psalm here in the order as well with the Torah portion, we have Joseph and his own brothers. This was not from some outside people, so forth and so on. Who sold who into, we could say, who wanted to kill who or murder who? Who's jealous and envious and this rage, this emotion, a certain type of a, I won't say a negative emotion, but a certain type of emotion that according to the Hebraic sense can be translated as a tumult. when we say mixed up moods and attitudes and rage, emotions, just thought to bring that out right there, because when we noted this here again, you know, we said Chan, we had misread that there, you know, we can say, well, it's because of the, you know, printing and the letters, some letters do look alike. However, just to own up to that, but even in that, in acknowledging that, you know, that that error right there, we also got to see that this particular word is a key when we're speaking about so-called emotions within their true Hebraic sense, and rage and insurrection and mixed up moods and attitude. It's almost like a flow, like a wave. This is why in the prophets, it usually says like, it uses like certain type of word pictures, like the sea. In Revelation, talking about the sea, like the people, like a sea, like the waves, the rage of the waves and the waves of the sea. But on the point right here, let's just ride up right here, brothers and sisters. Just took a little bit of a moment just to kind of explain that and also explain what we found within that, the regesh sense, emotions, outward movements, spontaneous eruptions, uprisings, right? And also the connection to what the psalm speaks about words, as His Majesty even says, you know, like subverting people by like confusing the language. And even within the Torah, the scripture, the confusion of tongues and what words really mean brings us to the confusion that Babylon is. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Thank Jah, Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay. I and I.
Yes, that psalm there, Psalm in the season, Psalm 9 here. We're at Psalm 6, at the Torah, the 6th Torah portion. That was from the 9th. But what's interesting right here, we can also apply with Esau and Jacob, the emotions, the words, and even that rage and the feelings. Was Esau and his feelings? But here on the outro, Israel vibration, brothers, keep up. Yes, fulfill.
May thy brother's keeper fulfill the law of the spirit of life, and Shu HaMashiach. Shalom.